time today. Looking for his second victory in the World Series this year. Sal Magley, Salvatore, the barber, who won 13 while losing 5, and his comeback has been one of the incredible stories of 1956. Junior Gillian is in there, hit 13 times to bat so far in the series. The outfield pulls to right. Breeze going out of the field. Foot comes down outside, ball one. The Yankees have at third base, Andy Carey, Gil McDougall at shortstop, Billy Martin at second base, Joe Collins at first. Left field is Slaughter, center field Mantle. A pitch to Gillian, swung on a ground ball to the right side. It is foul. Bouncing off the facing of the box seats and comes back out into right field. Hank Bauer has it. So the count to Junior Gillian, one ball, one strike. Gillian, one hit and 14 times at bat in the series, has driven in two runs, has scored one run. He's walked 5 times, and he has struck out once. And his batting average is the lowest of any player in the game today, with 0-7-1. He's a switch hitter batting the left side. Crouches, holds, checks up on the bat about 3 or 4 inches at the end of the handle. John Larson looks into Yogi Bauer. The pitch comes. It's a fastball. It's a little too high for ball two. Dave Spinelli of the National League working the plate. Umpire Hank Thor of the American League at first. Dusty Bogers, the National League at second. And Larry Knapp, the American League at third. The pitch to Gillian, the curve on the outside corner, strike two. Gillian steps back, 1-2 steps in disbelief, but the evidence is up on the scoreboard, 2-2. Huey Reese on deck for the Dodgers. Larson not using the windup, using this new abbreviated delivery of his where he holds the ball and lets it go. Here's a curve, strike three, ball. Curve ball. Delivered by Don Larson. Caught the inside corner just above the belt. Strike three. So Larson, who in his previous appearance in the series, walked Gillian. First time up. Thanked him out. The batter now is Reese. Dewey against Larson right on Don Pitt. Popped out his first time up to the shortstop. Reese has 6 hits 18 times at bat this series. 1 triple and 2 RBI. Winston fouls it back. Strike one. Strong breeze blowing out towards left field. Yesterday's wind was out towards right center. Game's all tied up to a piece. Dodgers sat there and up the first inning. Carey is even with third, about 2 steps off the foul line. A pitch comes. It's a fastball inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Billy Martin at second base, shouting into Big Tom Larson. Larson stands out there, just sort of squeezes his hand against the glove and then comes with a pitch. There's a curve. Thank you. That's a good curve all over. Larson, in about his last 3 or 4 games of the regular season, decided to try this pitching without a windup idea to see if it wouldn't help his control, and it did. Here's a pitch to reach just outside. The ball to a curveball missed, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Yogi Berra, who called quite a game yesterday when young Tom Sturdivant pitched so masterfully for the Yankees, trying to mix them up so that the Dodger captain cannot get set. Here's the pitch coming to him. A curveball is just inside. Ball three. So it's a full count to Pee Wee Reese. On deck is Duke Snider. Reese has never really had a bad series. Has 7 hits in 47, 10 hits in 52. 8 hits and 55, so far has 6 for 18. Gives him a .333 batting average. Pitched by Don Larson, a curveball, strike three, ball. Well, Larson disposes of the first measures to face him on strikeout. And unlike his past appearance, when after walking Gillian, he got Reese to pop out, he then walked Snider. And it took a double play ball to get him out of a jam. Now he's got 2 out. He's pitching to the Duke. Snider has 4 for 14 so far in the series. 1 double, 1 home run, 4 RBIs. He's walked 3 times, struck out 6 times. And the Duke's in there. The outfield is full of right. The pitch comes. The curveball misses the inside corner. And it's 0-1. Boy, Martin is backed up at second base. Joe Collins deep along the line. Mickey Mantle in right center field. And Hank Bauer over near the wall, 344 feet away. Larson checks with Bill Guitara. Hits the pitch, comes down. A curveball. Larson took a little off that curveball. And Dick Snyder, way out ahead on his swing, misses it. One ball, one strike. The Duke is back in, wearing number four. Snyder, left-hand batter, swings over a close fence. His right foot planted right up close to that plate. McDougal skated over back to second to put the fastball outside. Two balls and one strike now to Dick Snyder. The Dodgers are fat here in their half of the first inning. The Yankees being the home team of this game coming to Yankee Stadium. All of the best wishes to the good folks at the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The pitch, swung on, there's a drive out into right center field. Hank Bauer moves in, and he's got it. Bauer started in, a swept held, started back, and then came in and took it fell high as Dick Snyder lines up to Hank Bauer. And in the first inning for the Yankee defense, they're strong enough to hold off the Dodgers. And Brooklyn in the first half, the first inning goes down 1-2-3 order.
And towards the middle of the first inning, the score is Brooklyn nothing, Yankees nothing. Last half, the first inning, game 5. Hank Bauer leads off for New York, Joe Collins on deck, and Mickey Mantle on the follow. Sal Magley out on the mound. Batting order intact. Sal Magley, who won the first game of the series for Brooklyn with a tremendous performance, chalking up his first World Series win. He's out today to try and give the Dodgers the pivotal win.
And Sal Magley, the man of many tricks, delivers a foul. Two ball, if Bauer tried to bust, foul it off. So it's one strike. Jackie Robinson guarding very carefully. Magley with many varying speeds of curveball. And as we told you in the first game of the series, saw by many the surveyor. Here's the one strike pitch to Bauer. Way inside and behind him, and Bauer just fell out of the way. Magley looks to his men to indicate that it's flipped. When Sal was pitching for the Giants, the Dodgers used to suspect that Sal didn't throw at him, but just kind of eased him back away from the plate, and then he'd come back with a big curveball to set him up. Now, Bauer looking out to Sal as the batter looks into Roy Campanella. One ball, one strike, and the pitch on the way to Bauer. Inside, fastball, ball two, two balls, one strike. Magley, who was born April 26, 1917, Niagara Falls, stands 6'2", 185 pounder. In 51, he pitched the Giants in the series, worked one game five innings, was charged with the loss. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Hank Bauer, swings over it, strike two. Hank was looking for a curve. Magley gave him a fastball on the inside corner, and Bauer swung over it, two balls, two strikes. Magley pitched in 54. 7 innings, gave up 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 base on balls for Katsu. But his victory this year is his first in World Series competition. Ground ball foul down the third base side and bounces off the face of the back seat, back out to third base umpire Larry Knapp. So the count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Hank Bauer leading off for the Yankees in the last half of the first inning. Sal Magley, working out there now, gets a new ball and gives it to customary workover. Middle open in right center field. Here's the 2-2 delivery to Bauer. Swung on, a fly ball hit into shallow left field. Going out is Reese, the shortstop, backing up. He's undercut it. So Bauer pops out to Pee Wee Reese out in the short left field. And there's one away. So, as was the penalty of the first game, when Bauer bounced out third to first, Bauer becomes the first out of the fifth game of the World Series. The batter is Joe Collins. This is not the same lineup. that the Yankees used the last time that Mr. Magley pitched. The pitch to Collins, fastball outside, ball one. Will Cowan started in that first game at first base, the Yankees. Collins is here to pinch hitter. Mr. Collins has had two hits and 12 times at bat. One double, two runs tied in, two base on balls, one strikeout. The outfield full of the right with Duke Snyder on in right center field. Right side, if you're playing back, here's a pitch, strike call, fastball, right down the middle. So it's one ball and one strike now as the barber settles down to his job. Looking back over Sal's career, the early innings have been the troublesome ones for the barber, and then he normally settles down. So let's see what happens today. 1-1 pitch. Bunted down the third baseline. Robinson coming in. Jack will take the throw, and he is out at first. Fine throw by Jackie Robinson on a bunt pushed to the left side of the infield by Joe Collins. Spent a couple of days in extra bunting practice, and apparently this is a strategy somehow. They have a feeling perhaps Magley a little off stride when he delivers his pitch. And for that reason, they may try to bunt him and maybe tire him out a little. Well, the Yankees now send up their great hitter, Mickey Mantle, and the Dodgers go into a modified Williams shift. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball by Mickey for strike one. Lee Reese, the captain and shortstop of the Dodgers, on the first base side of second. Jim Gilliam is back on the edge of the outfield grass at second. He's about a third of the way away from first, and Hodges deep along the line. Jackie Robinson playing where the shortstop normally does, big hole over the left center. It's the mantle, curve, just missed outside, 1-1. It is at the knees and outside. Mantle so far in the series has four hits and 14 times at bat, two home runs, one yesterday, a prodigious pop to the right center field bleachers. Pitch by Magley, curve outside. Two balls and one strike. Duke Snyder is way around in right center field. Carl Fellows back near the spectators in right field with three of the Dodger infielders on the right side of the field. Jackie Robinson playing up close to the grass at first. The pitch by Magley. Swung on. Guide out in the left field. Coming on is Sandy Arrow. Move in. He's got the range and he has it for out number three. So, the Yankees in their half of the first inning of that in 1-2-3 order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on.
And towards the end of the first inning, the score is Brooklyn nothing, New York nothing. First half of the inning at Yankee Stadium, Game 5, Jackie Robinson. Pitch off for Brooklyn. Hitting in the fourth spot with Bill Hodges on deck and Sandy Ammer alone. As most of you know by now, this series has followed in reverse the pattern of last year when the Yankees won the first two games here at the stadium where the series opened. And then the Dodgers won the next three in their own ballpark. With the Yankees winning the sixth, the Dodgers the seventh, to Emerald Cannon. So this is a key game. Each team has won two games. Don Larson pitching to Jackie Robinson. Strike one. Jackie's had 5-for-14 in the series. Recovered right place, throw Robinson's very play. Gil Hodges takes inside for a ball.
Hodges, three bases on balls. He has struck out three times, and his batting average is 500. 7 hits in 14 times at bat. Sixton swings on a curve, doesn't get it for a strike. One ball, one strike, with Peter Slaughter deep in the field. Mickey Mantle carried it over in left center, a bit open in right center, and off over in front of the runway in right center field. Billy Martin shaded over almost back to second. The pitch comes, and Hodges takes the second. Fast ball over the outside corner. One ball, two strikes, one out. We're in the top of the second inning, the fifth game of the World Series, and the series all tied up 2 games apiece. The Dodgers winning the first two over in Ebbets Field, the Yankees bouncing back and winning the next two here in Yankee Stadium. Tomorrow, the action moves back to Ebbets Field. The pitch to Hodges. That's all for Joe Hodges. That is strikeout number 3 for Don Larson. Now, in the first set by Larson against the Dodgers, in which we pointed out he worked only 1 2/3 innings, he did not strike out anybody. So he has improved considerably in the department of strikeouts. The batter is Sandy Amoros. Sandy has 1 hit and 10 times at bat, 1 RBI. He's walked once, he's struck out 3 times. Left-hand batter, strong little fellow. The pitch by Larson, the fat fellow, with the outside right above high. Strike one. John Larson with that very modified windup. He just looks in and presses that glove and then delivers. Cut on and foul back to our left. So the count's 2 strikes. John actually stands out there and stands erect in taking the sign and sort of pushes his hand into the glove just before he gets ready to put to get his arm momentum and to get it up and around, of course. And he comes into that ball. So Larson's out there, 6'4", 225 pounds, 2 strike delivery, way inside, and grabbed by Yogi Berra, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Sandy Amoros started to dig a little hole. He was going to get out of there. Sandy, only 5'7½, 163-pounder. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, top of the second, no score. Brooklyn Dodgers, New York Yankees. Here's Larson's 1-2 offering, a curve that hangs outside for ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Billy Harmon coaching at third base again today for the Dodgers, with Henning Jake Fiddler coaching at first. And the breeze is blowing out towards left center field. Larson comes with a curve that is popped up to the right side. Billy Martin going out to show the ball, going up on him. He pulls him, grabs him, then falls, but holds the glove up. The umpire is a great jumper to make sure that the ball is not trapped, and he made a clean catch of it. Well, in the second inning, the Dodgers go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of 1.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers nothing, New York Yankees nothing.
Yogi Berra leading off in New York. Dean Slaughter on deck and Billy Martin to follow. Sal Bagley on the mound. Strike one. Berra's at 5 for 15. Bagley has a very good curveball. He'll throw a slider in there too every once in a while to mix in with his fastball.
Bagley retiring the first 3 minutes later. Pitch comes to Berra, swings and lifts a fly ball out in Detroit left field. Here's a line. Sandy Amoros going for it, Reese going for it. And it is three-way race making a back to the infield grab of it. Fine catch by the Dodgers shortstop and captain, who went almost out to the line and with his back to the infield reached up in the air and grabbed the ball. Enos Slaughter now with 7 hits in 15 times at bat. Enos has had 1 home run, 4 RBIs, the base is on balls. He has not struck out. The fifth by the curve is much over the defender's strike. And Enos is still awaiting word, Kansas City. Not the left of the air. More errors. Outside with a fat ball for ball 1, strike 1 count. The outfield is full to the right with Jim Snyder in right center and Furlow deep in right. Jackie Robinson up close to third, right on the edge of the infield grass with his left-hand batter up there. Big hole over on the left center. Bagley checks the sign. Deals the 1-1 delivery. It's actually called. Set a ball up in the outside corner. We are especially proud today, as we have been all through the World Series, to realize that the men and women of the armed forces, wherever they may be, are hearing the World Series on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Fly ball, right side in the left field. Sandy Amron throws to his right. He's under it and takes it for out number two. Two outs for the Yankees in the second inning. And we've got a real pitcher's battle going here between Sal Bagley and Don Larson. Well, Billy Martin, who has had two home runs in the series. He's got 4 for 15. One of his home runs came off of Sal Bagley. Came in the fourth inning of the first game. One out. It's by Bagley to Martin, a curve on the outside corner of this right-hand batter, first strike. Just the belt. Seems to be almost automatic. Great man of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sal Bagley. Cheers into Roy Campanella, up to a straightaway to Billy. Jackie Robinson, about 8 steps off the line at third, right up even at the bag. Crosetti clapping his hands at third base, shouting curves to him, Martin. All right, the bottom of the strike deal comes to Martin. Swings and he fouls one over the top of our head. Not exactly guilty of being cowards, but it's rather difficult to enunciate with a baseball between your teeth. So it's two strikes. The barber is ready out there with two outs, nobody on, no score in the ballgame in the last half of the second inning. Martin steps out, and umpire Dave Finelli calls time while the bat boy retrieves that ball. All right, Bagley's all set to go. He winds, and the pitch is coming to Martin. Swings, misses, and drops. Tag, he stops. So it's not a foul. He swung on the stick on the ground of the tag. Short strikeout for Bagley. The count recorded so far. That gives you down 1-2-3 order in the second inning. No runs, no hits, nor nobody left. And at the end of the second inning, the score, Brooklyn nothing, New York Yankees nothing. Larson has struck out 3. Sal Bagley has struck out 1. The Yankees have hit 2 balls to the outfield. They have hit only 1 ball on the ground. The Dodgers have hit 1, I pardon, to the outfield, taken by Hank Bauer on this minute. So it's a real right-handed battle here as Carl Brillo steps in. Brillo so far in the series, 5 hits and 15 times at bat. Has 2 doubles, 1 RBI, 2 base on balls, struck out 1. The fastball over the middle of the plate for a strike. Brillo, the Dodger counterpart of the Yankees' Hank Power, a strong man, swings over a close man, bends right into the plate. Here's the pitch coming to him, swings on this one, lines it out in the right field. Hank Power moves to his right, 2 steps, he's got it, out number 1. While we wait for the next batter, Roy Campanella, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Radio Wins, WINS, 10 Center Dial, New York. This is Bob Neal with Bob Wolf in Yankee Stadium, and Roy Campanella steps in. Campy has 4 hits and 12 times at bat. Very open chance. The pitch comes to him, a fastball, just outside, ball one. Both Larson and Bagley have been very close to that plate. Unlike Larson's last appearance, in which he was very wild, today he's been very close. And, of course, Bagley is always close. There's a curve for strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. We're in the top of the third. Larson has retired the first 7 Dodgers to place him in order. 1 and 1. Third, with strike 2 swing, but he broke over the outside corner for strike 2. So Don Larson must have really studied Mr. Bagley, because he's got the blueprint. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. The outfield playing straight away. Carries back up at third. McDougal is short. Harden settles at first. Pitch. It goes to strike 3. So Roy Campanella is strike up at number 4 for Larson. Well, if you have checked with it, you know that Torres can hold the World Series single game strikeout record was 14. By the way, that's in the Encyclopedia of Baseball. The hand is fought now by the Magley, who's up there. He's been a pretty good footman in the regular season. He's been up three times in the series so far, has failed to get a hit, struck out once.
Swings on his way. The line is clear through a battle move in, and he flips it. Liner out over second base. Magley almost took one in, but with Mantle's great speed, he was able to outrace it and grab it.
So, in the third inning, the Dodgers get out in 1-2-3 order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn nothing and the Yankees nothing.
Last half the third inning at Yankee Stadium. The bottom third of the order coming up. McDougal, Carey, and Martin.
Still batting 182. Hit by Magley, a ground ball foul. Outside of third, received by the third base coach, Frankie Crosetti. What a great number of memories must go through the great brain of Frankie Crosetti, coaching at third base. All the many years that he performed so brilliantly for the Yankees. Gil McDougal throws up there, swings over a close stance, looking in is Magley, and he delivers, and the curve is right. So the Barber, not to be outdone by the great pitching so far of Don Larson, matching pitch for pitch. Magley looks in again with a two-strike count. McDougal leading off, Carey on deck. Here's the two-strike pitch to McDougal. Swings and a ground ball to the left side. Coming in, Jackie Robinson. Fires it across the hodges. Out at first is McDougal. Play going 5-3. Third to first. One away. We're mentioning Frankie Crosetti a while ago. Played in the 30, 36, 30, 38, 39, 42, and 43 series. Really had a lot of experience. Andy Carey, two hits and nine times at bat so far. The series is ready, and Magley delivers inside. Too close, though, for ball one. Carey bounces back out of there. Luke Snyder, the center fielder for the Dodgers, moves over a few steps to the left center field. They get Carey right center. Robinson sneaking in close at third, about two steps off the edge of the infield. The pitch by Magley comes, and it's a pop-up. And moving to the right of the plate in foul territory is Roy Campanella. Studies himself, he's got it. So Andy Carey fouls out to the catcher, Roy Campanella, for out number two in the third inning. And we'll have to look through the Encyclopedia of Baseball to see whether in any previous series game, the first nine men of either team have been retired in order. There's only been eight retired in order so far for the Yankees, but nine for the Dodgers. Don Larson is moving up there now. Don, in his other World Series appearance in the first and the second game, worked long enough to bat one side, one hit for one time at bat, and drove in a run. So Larson, who's big enough and strong enough and brave enough to swing that bat, is in there. Magley's ready, delivers to him. There's a curve that's too high for ball one. The Barber stretches his arm, blows on his pitching hand, not too straight away. Infield regular. Here's a one ball delivery. Swings and a ground ball foul. Outside of third, moving over to Frankie Crosetti. He's got this one. One ball back. Well, we have never seen two final right-handers go to work, as we're seeing here today. And the series that has been filled so far with so many exciting moments promises to have even more with this game today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and a popper back of the plate. And Roy Campanella with his cap off moves off to the left of the plate this time. He's got that one. Well, Carey fouls out to Campanella on the right side. Larson fouls out to Campanella on the left side. And for the Yankees, the first nine men retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of three full innings of play, the score, Brooklyn nothing, New York Yankees nothing. Gordon is one of four strikeouts that Don Larson has recorded. And this has easily been the quickest three innings that have been played in the series so far. Andy Carey, the third baseman, planted very close with Gilliam, an ever-dangerous punter. Comes swung on a ground ball to the right side. Billy Mark moves to his left. Easy bounder, tosses to first, he's out. So the tenth man is retired in order for the Dodgers as Gilliam bounces out Martin to Collins. One out in the fourth. And for the Dodgers, it is the captain, Pee Wee Reese. Reese, a right-hand batter. The Yankee outfield straight away. Slaughter, however, is deep in left field with Carey backed up a few steps back to third. There's big Don Larson out there now. He's taking his time. He's ready in the pitch to Reese. He tries the second pitch. The batter to the right side. Martin has it, and he fires to Collins, bat number two. Well, it didn't take Mr. Larson long to disturb the first two Dodgers here in the top of the fourth inning. As both Gilliam and Reese bounce out, second to first. And the batter is Duke Snider. We have no score in the ball game. The Yankees have not been able to get a runner to first base, nor have the Dodgers. Sal Magley has retired the first nine Yankees to face him in order. Don Larson has retired the first 11 Dodgers to face him in order, and he took out 12. So Larson is out there on the mound, and he looks into Yogi Berra. Just matter, pumps that bat, and the pitch is outside. A fastball, ball one. On deck for the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson. These two right-handers matching pitch for pitch as they struggle for an edge here in this game of the World Series. The delivery's outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. This is the first batter that Larson has not been on the right side of the count with. So Big Don goes to the roster bag. He's back up there. Gil McDougal has shifted over almost back at second base. Martin deep at second. The pitch coming to Snider. Curve ball. Drives it deep in the right field. It's going in the upper deck. Foul. That ball is just foul. As Duke Snider went to that curve ball and pulled it just a little too much. Down at short right field line, 296 feet. So that's brought the crowd back up on their toes. Fans are sitting quietly and hearing the great pitching performance of both Larson and Magley. We're simply lifted on their feet by a big fan of Duke Snider. Two balls, one strike. Three on the pitch count. That ball, strike two balls. So that's the ball, two strikes. Don Larson facing Duke Snider with two outs in the top of the fourth inning and no score. Larson's ready. 2-2 pitch comes to Snider and he slices a foul in the upper deck back of third base. So the count remains two balls, two strikes, says the Duke. Casey Stengel has moved Mickey Mantle over a few steps in right center field. Foul, of course, with Snider up there is in right. And the right side of the infield, Yankees backed up and right on the edge of the outfield grass is Billy Martin at second base. McDougal about 10 steps to the left of second. And Carey is seated over near the hole where the shortstop normally would be. All right, Larson looks in. Pushes against his glove with a modified delivery. The 2-2 pitch is big three ball. Six strikeouts. And the first 12 Dodgers to face Don Larson are retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers nothing, and the New York Yankees nothing.
That's the fourth inning at Yankee Stadium.
First pitch, one on, and foul right in front of us, coming downstairs on the stage. And down she drops. I didn't know whether the ball was going to get to us or not. One strike to Hank Power. Now Magley has not allowed Yankee to reach for safely, and the pitch comes to Bauer. Fastball way outside, 1-1. One ball and one strike. And Hank Parks in error. Hank, with his feet fairly close together, swings over a close stance. His right toe almost cuts his right heel. Here's 1-1. Fastball. That looked like a slider. It had the speed of the fastball, but it broke off just a little bit. As Bauer went swinging for it. It's 1-2. Well, Magley and Larson are really keeping things humming here. Neither pitcher has given up a walk. Pitch to Bauer. Ground ball left side. Taken by Robinson. He fires it across the Hodges and out at first. Play going 5-3. Jackie Robinson to Gil Hodges, third to first. The batter now for the Yankees is Joe Collins. Collins, bounced up, third to first in the first inning. Joe fired a draft, two hits, 12 times to bat, so he's now 2-13. The outfield for the Dodgers, pull to the right, right toward the infield, back there, pitched by Magley, fastball to the outside corner for strike. So Magley really has a surveyor's equipment out there today. He's really got the lines cut off sharply. One strike, one out. And the last out of the fourth inning, no score. The fifth. Collins takes the fastball to throw. 1-1 now. Joe steps up. Knocks a little dirt out of his spike and is back in there. Robinson is in one step on the edge of the infield grass at third. Reese is deep at short. And Gilliam backs up to second with Hodges deep at first. Magley with the 1-1 delivery. Comes with a curve. It's over the outside corner for strike two. Started that ball outside and it snapped over the outside corner just above the knees. 1-2. Joe Collins talking to umpire Dave Finelli. I'll be saying this quite a curve. 1-2 now with one out. Nobody on. No Yankee has reached first, nor has any member of the Dodgers. Pitch to Collins. Trying to hold up. Hits the loose Hooper back of third and foul. Looks like Joe tried to hold up on the pitch, and he sliced it off. There's a little sort of a blooper type fly ball that was not high enough for Robinson to settle under, and it dropped in foul territory, so the count remains 1-2. Magley goes to the roster bag again. The shadows here in Yankee Stadium have reached out to about a third of the right field area. In the shade out of here is Hank Bauer, and he's to Carl Furlow, and he's backed up out there. Furlow in right, Snyder in center, Amaro to shallow and left. And the count is 1-2, and the windup by Sal Magley, double windup, and the pitch comes over the upside corner, strike three. So Joe Collins becomes strikeout victim number two for Magley, who got Martin to end second inning. And Don Larson has struck out five. He got two in the first inning. He got one in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. Here's the middle. Two out. 5-4. Neither team with a runner reaching first, and the Dodgers pull in the field shift with a shortstop on the right side of second. A curveball to the outside corner to Mantle at the belt for a strike. Reese on the right second base. Gilliam is halfway between second and first, and Hodges deep along the line. The outfield full of the right. They're giving Mantle left center field. Magley into his windup, delivers a fastball outside. 1-1. That looked like a right-hander screwball. All right, Sal Magley surveys in there with Roy Campanella. He starts into his windup and he takes to Mickey Mantle, a strike over the outside corner, a curveball. Well, it's 1-2, and it's almost unbelievable to see this ball the way it is jumping around. Our booth here, which sits right over home plate, gives us a wonderful view of the pitches as they come up. All right, Bagley's ready. Kicks the pitch, comes down. There's a swing and a slight foul going up over the roof. Well, Mickey Mantle stands in there with a one ball, two strike count with two out, no score. Bagley has retired order. The 11 Yankees production retired in order. The first for Dodgers to face him. They get a full idea of the great performance going on. Bagley looks in very carefully, takes off the first side. Now he's ready, winds in the 1-2 pitch to Mickey Mantle. Two balls, two low. Two balls, two strikes. Jackie Robinson, the third baseman, is playing where the shortstop Pee Wee Reese would normally come play. This is sort of a modified Ted Williams shift. Also, this shift was used by the Kansas City A's against Mickey Mantle. They have not used it with runners on. Pitch to Mantle. Swings on this one. Slices a fly ball down the left field line. It's going to carry into the stands out of play. Sandy Amherst came over. Couldn't get to it. So the count remains. Two strikes. Mantle the batter. Ricky, lifetime up. Slide out to Sandy Amherst. A little fly ball out there in short left field. Well, Mickey's back in, batting from the left side with the right-hander Sal Magley working. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. No score. Both pitchers being superb. Magley feeds the 2-2 delivery to Mantle. There's a swing and a drive in the left field, and that is the home run to Mickey Mantle.
Thank you.
Hodges struck out in the second inning. Gill also a right-hand batter. Matthew Casey Sangle moved Mickey Mantle a few steps over on the left center. And Gill backed up on the left side. A curve for a strike. Top strike over the outside corner. That's a small level. What different teeth thought it might make to a batter to have a pitcher just come up with his abbreviated motion. Larson using there. The big curve for strike two. Larson can go to the full windup. He did the first time he pitched in the second game of the series, but today he has not gone to a windup. He uses a modified windup where he stands out there on the rubber, looks in, and holds it upright in front of his the lettering on his uniform, and then pushes against the glove and delivers. Fastball outside. One and two. It might make it a little more difficult for batters to pick up the ball since the arm this way comes out of the front of that white uniform. Now it's one ball, two strikes. Yankees one, the Dodgers nothing. Dodgers batting in the top of the fifth. Mickey Mantle's home run putting the Yankees ahead. A curve, two low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The outfield for the Yankees, Ena Slaughter deep in left field. Mickey Mantle a few steps over in left center. And Ike Bauer in right field. With Carey at third, McDougal at short, Martin at second, and Joe Collins at first. Martin is back near the edge of the outfield grass, shaded over near second. Carey back on the line at third. Todd Larson ready once again with one out. And the 2-2 pitch is delayed. And Clash is back at leg too long and steps out. Empire base another motion. Time. Hodges back in. His right foot right back against that rear returning line. Another step to the plate, so he swings over a close stand. Here's the pitch coming to him. Wings on this one. Drives one deep in the left center field. Mickey Mantle going back for it. Still going back. He reaches up and grabs it. Mantle backhanded that ball way out there in left center field. That was sure robbery. Great running catch by Mickey Mantle, who backhanded the ball way out in left center field. While we wait for Sandy Hammer, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Radio Wins, W-I-N-S, 1010 on your dial, New York. This is my deal with Bob Wolf, and Sandy Amorous is in there now, batting from the left side. The pitch comes to Sandy, he takes it outside for ball one. John Larson has retired the first 14 Dodgers to face him. The last two, however, have hit the ball fairly well. Hodges really belted one out in the left center field. Fastball over the outside corner, above the knees, first strike, one and one. Mickey Mantle was shaded fortunately over in, a few steps over in left center, and he took off and really outran that ball. Mantle's over in right center, the pitch to Amherst. Good, he drives it deep in the right field. It is a one drive foul. Along that first baseline, was looking out there with umpire Ed Runge and umpire Hank Thor to make sure the careful study was being made. And drawing in the dedication of these umpires today, as has been the case all season and certainly in every game of the World Series, almost I will say that Hope didn't foul. So Amos is back in there. One ball, two strikes to count. And fans rooting for Brooklyn had reason to believe for a moment that this score was all tied up. But it's one ball, two strikes, a two out, six scrambles. Fastball is too low for ball two. Larson has taken the stuttering step towards the dugout. But he holds up now as the count goes to two balls, two strikes, with two out, nobody on. Larson with five big strikeouts. Into Yogi Berra, the 2-2 delivery to Sandy Amo at the ground ball on the right side. Billy Martin plays it on the big hop, fires over to Collins, out at third. So, in the first 5 innings, Ron Larson has retired the first 15 members of the Brooklyn Dodgers to face it in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And this is the hand that Don Larson gets as he comes to the dugout. So, at the end of 4.5 innings to go, the score, New York Yankees 1, and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. And the young man who's been patiently waiting now to carry along the second half of this, the fifth game of the World Series, the young man from Washington, Bob Rowe.
Thank you, Bob Dale. Enos Slaughter is to the plate. The first pitch from Sal Magley is a curveball, which comes in 2-0, and it's ball one. The score, Yankees 1 and Brooklyn nothing. This is a home hit. Slaughter brought out to left field in the second inning. He's followed by Martin and McDougal. Magley throws on the fingers of his pitching hand, then starts the windup. Sal's pitch is wide of the plate, and the count goes to ball two to Enos Slaughter. This is a great scene right now. Sal Magley, 39 years old, who's made headlines in the series, and Enos Slaughter, who has also made tremendous headlines at age 40. A curveball put on the outside, and it's now ball two, and strike one to Enos Slaughter. A real duel between two tried and true veterans. You have to be served, they say, but these fellows seem to be right in the line near the top. There's a pitch coming in low. Ball three, strike one. And you can hear the hum of the crowd. Right head is going to walk. In fact, the faces have been mighty empty. The only man who's been on and searched the way around, that was Mickey Mantle. Three balls to strike. The pitch is low. And there's the first block. And Slaughter drops the first base. Or you might say, as we take our first hit that, he hustles and almost runs the first base. Here's a guy who likes to run off the rock. So Slaughter gets down to first in a hurry. He's anxious to be on the base, and there he is with a walk. And Billy Martin, who's walked out in the second, the real clutch hitter, is at the plate. There's a throw to first base, and Slaughter hustles back to the bag. Billy steps outside the batter's box. They're playing him slightly around toward left. Jackie Robinson at third base has come in just a foot or so off the infield grass, and Slaughter leads off first. Magley with the stretch of pause. A look toward first. The pitch comes in low. It was a breaking curveball. Came in low and right at the plate. And Martin again steps out, looks down toward Frank Rossetti, coaching a third. Bill Dickey coaches over there at first. Billy Martin, always dangerous, but particularly so, it appears, when the pressure is really on. Magley again looks toward first base. Then comes in with a pitch from the inside corner, and it's good for a called strike on the count of 1-1 to Martin, who again is outside, again looking down toward third. The two roommates, Martin and Mantle, have had a total of 5 homers in the series. They throw over the first base, and Enos Slaughter's back in plenty of time. Billy is running for his 6th World Series homer, and Mickey Mantle, by stroking one, has had a total of 8. Mantle with a big home run, the only one in the game. The pitch is bunted. Magley fields the first to second base. It's a hard throw, and it's taken out there by the shortstop, Billy Reese, in time for the 4th out of Enos Slaughter. We got to reach high in the air and the haul it in. So Billy Martin is on first base, forcing Enos Slaughter on the bump shot sign as the play went from Magley to Reese at second base. And Joe McDougal, who grounded out on the third, comes up now for the second time. There's been one hit in this game, and that was Mickey Mantle's home run into the right field seats in the 4th inning. A tense duel today between Magley and Larson. McDougal in a ready. He looks at a curve from a called outside corner. Light breeze is blowing out toward left, and it's a beautiful, warm, sunny afternoon with clear blue skies overhead. It's perfect baseball weather. The entire series has found fine weather except for the one rainout. The both games have been played in ideal conditions. Martin taking a swim lead off first. It comes in wide of the plate. And the count now is 1-1 to Joe McDougal, is playing shortstop and batting seventh for the New York Yankees. Andy Carey is on deck. There's one out and one on. Both these pitchers showing superb control. Sal Magley on the mound. He won the first game of the series back on Wednesday. Now look toward first. And here comes the pitch. There's a foul back out of play. It's two strikes, ball one to McDougal. Hero cradles that out somewhat. He is a rather unusual stance. Keeps it back and sweeps it forward when he swings. The breeze has increased just a bit, blowing out toward the center. Folks out in that sector are just being drenched with the sun beating down. Martin again leads off first base. Magley peers in, gets the sign off from Campanella. Infield, that's double play Jeff. Here's the pitch. And a curve misses the outside corner. Campanella then whips the ball down to Hodges the first base, and Martin gets back in time. A count of 2-2. All of these players feet up, mentally alert for this big game. To Gil McDougal. There goes Martin. A swing and a foul. It's trickling and has a little stop. Just about 15 feet or so from the plate outside the third base line. Today is Thanksgiving Day in Canada. We'd like to wish our neighbors to the north a happy holiday. To Gil McDougal. Again, leads off first. McDougal waiting. Magley gets the side. Right hand over the stretch of the ball. And here comes the pitch. And the one eye blinks. He has close to first center play. See, we wait. Jump for that line drive of the batter, Gil McDougal. The ball popped out of his glove. He caught it as it came back up. And whipped the ball over to first base to get Billy Martin and retire the side. It was really unusual. Reese had a reach off as the ball popped in and out of the slot. He got it, and over to first for the Twin Killing. So, in this home set, the total show, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left.
The score at the end of five, the Yankees won, the Dodgers nothing.
Carl Perillo slide to right field, Carl, against Carl Orphan. Here comes the pitch, and there's a foul. Back just in front of our microphone. Like an old fire horse up here, whenever those fouls come back, I'm usually shooting to the left or the right. There's a following a short right field. Going back is Martin calling, and he has it. Perillo's out. And there's one out of the six. As Roy Campanella, the lift of a call, strike three in the inning. That comes up to face Sal Martin. There's a constant hum in the crowds of Tampa Earl, which is in intensifying of King Justice. There's an afternoon that the scoreboard operator has had a comparatively easy time. Campanella at the plate, one out in the sixth. A high pop-up going at the short center. Martin and McDougal there, and Martin makes the catch. The two ran out side by side as it went out to short center field. Billy Martin hauled it in. And for a while here, the crowd was gazing most intently to see which of the two would call for the ball. The applause for Sal Magley, who lined out the battle in the third inning. Two outs from the top of the sixth. And one of the greatest pitching duels to this point that ever has been recorded in a World Series game. Magley steps in with two away in the top of the sixth. He swings and misses. 19 the batter. Another
fly foul for strike two. He's like out in the ball. Larson, 27 years old, 6'4", delivers, and a curve comes in low. The count now, two strikes in the ball. Two out. Nobody aboard. And the outfield is playing slightly toward right for Mackley. Mantles over in right center somewhat. Here's Larson's next one. And there's a foul just off to our right. Got the name two strikes and ball one. Yogi Berra rubs up the ball and throws it back out to the mound. Dave Finelli is calling in at the plate this afternoon. Larson goes to the rousing box. Mackley in the batter's box waiting with the count two strikes and the ball. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul to the right. As Mackley battles right in there. Sam made a good catch about Larson over there, judging by the applause all around him. Two strikes and ball one to Mackley. Larson ready with a new ball. Bad little rousing by him. Mackley quickly waits for the pitch. Here it comes. A curve misses the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-2. Time called while the plate-up gets a new supply of baseballs. Once again, Larson scoops down, picks up the rousing bag. Mackley winning with two outs. The score, 1-0. Yankees lead. The pitch, yes. Mackley goes down swinging. Six strikeouts for Bill Larson. And in the top of the sixth, the side is retiring with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the middle of the sixth inning. The New York Yankees won. The Brooklyn. You know, with the New York Yankees coming up, you just noted here how many of these fellows do double duty. Like Jingle, he does a lot of moving around the infield under Kate Dango and Billy Martin. The cards really move with the outfield for Casey's Shakewell system. He can play first base the outfield, fast left-handed, throws right-handed, and gets out of business, he shaves right-handed. With the Gillette Super Speed Razor, that's one of three. One, the light regular heavy is especially engineered to give you something special in shaving speed and comfort, whatever your combination of skin and beard. The light has minimum blade edge exposure and precisely the right edge angle for thinner skin and most younger men. The regular is the outer skin and beard. The heavy, with greater blade edge exposure and steeper edge angle, is right for men alike the heft and feel of a heavier razor. Choose yours and you're set for clean, good-looking shaves. Easy, refreshing shaves when they're caffeine. Right now, you get Razor Gillette Lubricant Dispenser Travel Case, plus the Packfield Akita Baseball, all for $1. Razor Razor alone. Andy Carey leads off in a home six against Cal Nagley. So far, there has been one hit in the ball game. That's the total. One hit, and that hit was Mickey Mantle's home run for the only score of the ball game. The pitch. It's a long drive to set center field. Carey, on the way to first base, Carey comes in to field it, and Carey double a single. Andy Carey drilled one, a low liner to short center field, for a single, the second hit of the game. And here comes John Lutz, who draws a tremendous hand through the crowd. At the plate, has fouled out to Roy Campanella. The score is 1-0, and the scoreboard total shows two hits for the New York Yankees. The Yankees lead on Mantle's homer. Al Larson, who bats right-handed, and as the punter steps in, with Roy on first base. Robinson comes in. There's a swing and a foul ball going in for left field seats, about 15 or 20 feet outside the line. And about two-thirds of the way down the line. So Larson, swinging away. And it's the winner. Robinson has posted himself on the infield left. The old Mets
He's down, maybe laying down. Here's the stretch and the pause by Mackley. And the pitch. It's footed. Robinson watches it roll foul. It's outside the third base line. Carey got a good jump that time. He went sliding into second base. But will be on the way back to first. So Jackie Robinson was in that and waiting, but it was foul on the bunt. And Robinson now has a few words to say with Sam Agley. What's he can't strike two on Larson. And now Robinson with the two-strike count has gone back deeper. He's about 2 or 3 feet off the infield grass. And Larson has stepped out. He looks down at Frankie Grissetti to get the sign, and now he's back in with Carey on first base and nobody else. Mackley, a stretch, pause, and the pitch. A bunt. It passed over the mound. Capitola picks it up. Throws to first base with a sacrifice out. Jillian Covering. Now Morrison got it with two strikes. And we'll set him a sacrifice. Carey is on second. And Frank Carr, who is popped up and grounded out, comes up now in the sixth. This is 2 marks. Yanks one, and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. In a thrilling ball game this afternoon.
Frank Bauer has popped out to Reese and bounced down third to first. He's by this in 20 at bat. Yankees one, Dodgers nothing, last of the sixth. Wow. Dodger bullpen is very busy in what matter? Strike one. You cannot see coming up in the bullpen here. They're hidden from our view. But as a guest, and at this stage in the ballgame, you'd figure Bessenden and Levine.
Tried to swoop it and pick it up, and he contented himself with a throw to second. Bauer on first base. And the score of the ball game, New York Yankees 2 and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. Well, that bunt by Don Larson with two strikes put Carey in scoring position, and Bauer brought him in. Collins at the plate. Here's a pitch, and it's wide for ball. Ball one to Collins, who is 0 for 2. Foul leads off. Here's the pitch. Here goes the line drive to right center field. Straight as Ezra. Can't get it. Plays it on the hop. Fouls on the way to third. He'll make it. Throw goes in his back. Counts is on first. The New York Yankees have risen up here in this home sixth with three hits. And now Woo Houston going out to the mound. Mickey Mantle is coming up to the plate. Bauer, who was driven in the second Yankee run here in this sixth inning, New York leading 2-0. Bauer is on third, and Collins is on first. Austin has gone out to speak to Sal Magley. There have been 4 hits so far in the game, and the Yankees have notched them all. 3 here in this sixth inning. The other, Mantle's homer in the fourth, coming with two outs. That was the first hit of the game. Austin is now going back from the mound, and he pauses about 15 feet or so from the third baseline. Has gone back again to speak to Magley. Just a final word. Again, starts away, pauses, and comes back. And this time, has a few more words. Jackie Robinson is standing right beside him. And now, as Pee Wee Reese comes over, they motion for Robinson to leave. And the reason for that is, in the World Series rules, there can be just the catcher and the pitcher, manager, a coach, and around a total of four out there at the same time. Now Austin is back to the dugout, and Mantle steps in, and the crowd certainly is whooping it up. Sure, you can hear him back at the tremendous moment, with men on first and third. One out, Mantle the batter. The pitch is low for a ball. The defense is not out of the ordinary with the outfield pulled around to right. Rick's a little closer towards second. Gilliam is in the hole between first and second. Pitch is fouled back. On the count now, 1-1. Mickey Mantle back in the first, flat out to left. And in the fourth, pounded one into the seats and right for a home run. Rillo is playing just on the edge of the cinder path in right field. Runners Bauer at third and Collins at first. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch. He set a curveball which came in around the knees. Now that was a big swipe that Mantle made for that one. For two strikes, ball one. Man, this is really a ball game today. Mack looks in, gets the sign from Campanella. Two strikes, ball one to Mickey Mantle. The stretch, the pause, and the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball taken by Hodges. He touches third one out, throws one to Campanella, and they have Bauer coming in third at home. There's a throw to third, back to home. Campanella runs him back to Robinson. Robinson makes the tag on Bauer. Double play. How about that one? Mantle with a ground ball just down the first baseline to Hodges, who touched the bag almost in the same motion as he scooped up the ball. Then came the throw into home, and they had Hank Bauer caught in a rundown between third and home, and finally the McBauer down. The double play to retire the run. On this frame, the New York Yankees came up with one run, and the score after six, the Yankees 2 and Brooklyn nothing. And the score after six, the Yankees 2 and Brooklyn nothing. Boy, they're really buzzing about that last one. For those of you who may be scoring in this World Series, the rundown went for that double play 3-2-5-2-5. First, the catcher, the third baseman, to the catcher, to the third baseman. And the totals in the home six, one run, three hits, no errors, and a man left. Now the seventh inning, with Jim Gilliam leading off against Don Larson. Gilliam is stuck up and grounded out. The pitch, over for a called strike. Strike one to Gilliam. And the next pitch is wide. This is the seventh inning of the ball game. One and one. Gilliam leading off. Gilliam fouls one off to the left. The photographer makes a nice catch of the ball in the ledge just at the second deck. Score of the ball game, Yanks 2, and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. Gilliam leading off here in this seventh inning of play. Looks in, gets a sign. The count, two strikes and all. There's the ball with by McDougal, a nice play, throw to first for the out. He'll scoop it up on the one quick hop. We pause 10 seconds for station. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. The batter is Pee Wee Reese with one out on the seventh. He's looked at a call strike three and has grounded out. He swings and sends a foul back on the screen just in front of us. It lodges right there, rather frustrating thing for those who like to reach out and go for a foul ball. A strike one to Pee Wee Reese. One out on the top of the seventh. Don Larson on the mound. Here's the next pitch. He goes a long fly ball to center field. Matt moves to his right. He's waiting. That has it. Mickey was playing back fairly deep that time. Doesn't have to make too much of a run. So they're two away in the top of the seventh. As Duke Snyder, who lined out to Hank Bauer and has looked at a call strike three, steps in. Snyder in there and waiting. Two away in the seventh. And the first pitch. Ball one. Bauer playing very deep and right. Looks and gets the sign and delivers. And there's a foul ball. A routine fly to left. Slaughter waiting. And has it. That's 21 in a row. Retired by Don Larson. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the score in the middle of the seventh inning. The Yankees 2 and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. Yankee first base coach Bill Dickey certainly must be proud of the way that Yogi Berra has developed into a star catcher. Bill, a great one, passed down some fine hits on the field today. He can find his complete major league record together with the records of all the other Hall of Famers in the Best Pocket Official Encyclopedia of Baseball. You get this valuable digest of the famous $5.95 standard authority absolutely free with purchase of the Gillette Super Speed. In 320 pages, this book contains results of all World Series games and records of every series player, major league player roster, league leaders in batting, runs, hits, home runs since 1876. Playing field dimensions, height of fences, and seating plans of all major league parks, all-star game results, all this and more. This Blackfield book is absolutely free when you buy the Gillette Super Speed Razor, Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser and Travel Case at the regular price, $1. But better get yours soon. The supply is limited. The attendance, 64,519. And are they being treated to a magnificent game? The scoreboard shows four hits in this game. That is the total number of hits, and the New York Yankees have them all. The Yankees also have the only two runs. And it's Yogi Berra coming up in the home seventh to face Sal Magley. Mantle's homer and Bauer's hit, which drove in carry from second base, are the two runs which we've seen. And there is a ball low to Berra. Yogi's 0-2. Here's Magley's next one. And there's a pop-up. Jackie Robinson puts down the glasses, now is going behind third and takes it in foul territory. One away, home seventh, and Ian Slaughter is flied out to left field, and his walk comes up. Now Slaughter steps in. And the pitch is laced foul up to the left. Somebody made a good grab of that one. And is mighty proud as he holds the ball off for this tremendous crowd to see. Slaughter has drawn the only walk of the game. Strike one, the count. There's the pitch coming in too close. And the count is 1-1. Score, Yanks 2, and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. Magley delivers, and a curve is too low. And it's two balls, strike one. Amoroff has moved in just a bit in his left field spot. Two balls and a strike. And there goes a fly ball. Amoroff is going back for it. Makes the catch on the cinder path in left field. Sandy has pulled in for Slaughter, and Slaughter sent a fly ball out to fairly deep left, and Amoroff had to go back and take it on the cinder path. Twice that. Slaughter is flied out to the left fielder. Billy Martin steps up. He is 0-2. And the pitch is low in the dirt, skipping by Campanella. Ball one. Breeze is blowing toward left from home. Magley rubbing up a new ball. Two outs here in his home seventh. Here's the windup on the right-hander. He delivers a cut and a miss by Martin as Magley curved him on the outside corner. And Billy steps out of the batter's box with the count 1-1. Magley blows on that pitching hand. Now starts the windup. Comes in with a pitch. There's a base hit. Going to left field. Hard hit grounder between Robinson and Reese. And Billy Martin is on first base. That is the fifth hit of this game. And Gil McDougald, who is 0-2, is at the plate. Gil knocked the dirt out of his spikes before stepping in the batter's box. But Martin on first and two away in the home seventh. A tremendous game this afternoon. Here's a pitch inside for ball one to McDougal. Filed this afternoon, interested in runs as well as totals on this one. Martin on first with two away. There's a changeup, which is wide, and the count now is ball two to Gil McDougal. Amos is back just a bit in left, and Snyder's playing a fairly deep center for Gil. Brillo has moved over to right center field. Martin moves off first base. Magley with a stretch to pause, and the pitch comes in low, and the count goes to ball three to Gil McDougal. Gil steps out for the moment. Now he's back in. He stands fairly deep in the batter's box. Grips that bat, looks out for the mound. The count ball three. Here's Magley's pitch. And it misses the outside corner. It was a curveball. McDougal draws the second walk. That sound has come out. Only two walks of the game. Martin moves to second. And Andy Carey, who scored the Yankees' second run, is at the plate. Andy singled in the sixth. Single to center. He was moved up by Larson, who with a two-strike count punted and was out on the sacrifice. Carey moving to second, and then Bauer single to left, and that brought in Carey with the Yankees' second run. The first run was Mantle's home to right. Carey up there now with two outs and two on. And the first pitch almost hits him. It's a jump back from the plate. He speaks to Greg Pinelli. And Pinelli says no. It was very close. All one to Carey. Martin and McDougal at second and first. Two away. Here's the pitch. A cut and a miss by Carey. And the count is now 1-1. Andy decides to step back, get a bit of dirt. Rubs his hands. Now tugs at his cap as he steps back in. Sal Knightley working in the mound. Snyder has moved over to left center field, Smiley. The stretch and the pause, and the pitch. There's a foul chopped off to the right, not a play. Kelly again, the size, a little more dirt this in order to get a better grip on that bat. Campanella rubbing up a new ball before slipping it out, bringing it out to the pitcher. They meet halfway from the mound of home plate. Having a little talk right there. Now Magley walks back out to the mound. First two men in this inning, Barra and Slaughter went out. Then Martin got a single left, and McDougal has walked, and Carey up there now with a two-strike, 4-1 count. There's a ground ball going out to Reese. Over to second, the force is made there on Gil McDougal, Reese to Gilliam. So the third retired in this home seventh, with the total showing, no runs, one hit. No errors, and two left. The score after the end of the seventh inning. Yanks 2, Brooklyn nothing. Here now is the eighth inning, and Jackie Robinson, Gil Hodges, and Sandy Amos will be the first three stepping in there to face Don Larson. Is grounded out and has flied out. There's a hum of expectancy here as this eighth inning gets underway. As the crowd keeps a careful eye on the playing field and the scoreboard. Jackie Robinson steps in. And you can just feel the tension here in Yankee Stadium. Larson steps back off the mound. He has his glove off. Rubs up the ball. Puts the Robinson back aside. And we're ready now for the eighth to get on the way. Robinson batting cleanup. Been in waiting. Here's the pitch. And it gets the corner for a full strike. Strike one to Jackie Robinson. Larson getting a front of Bella. Here it comes. And there's a foul going off to the right and out of play. It's strike two to Robinson. Two strikes to count to Jackie. The score, Yanks 2 and Brooklyn nothing. Tremendous performance this afternoon. Larson looking in, getting a sign. And he starts the windup, but Robinson steps out. Jackie is reaching up to his right eye. Apparently, he is something in his eye. Now he calls for the Robinson bag, and he goes over to speak with Gil Hodges near the on-deck circle. Jackie takes one of Hodges' two bats that he has there, just holds it for an instant, now takes his own bat and goes up back to the plate. And meanwhile, Larson goes back to the rosin bag. Crowd closes, and we're all set. As Larson is ready, delivers, there's a ground ball back to Larson. He throws first base, and Robinson is out.
coming up. Hodges is struck out. And he went out to Mantle, who made a superb catch in the fifth inning in left center field. And a lot of folks sitting back holding onto the edge of their seats right now. Gil Hodges in the batter's box. One out on the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And a curve in the outside corner for a called strike one. The drama rises as this ball game progresses. Strike one to Gil Hodges on the outside corner. Larson's next one is wide, and the count now is 1-1 to Hodges. Amaros is on deck. Larson back off the mound for the moment. Has his back to home plate as he rubs up the ball. Big, tall, 6'4" pitcher. Tugs at the cop and decides to go for the Larson bag once again. Hodges, meanwhile, waits in the batter's box. Swings the bat. Looks out toward the mound. Here it comes. A swing and a miss. And it's two strikes, foul one to Gil Hodges, who decides to step out for the moment. Slaughter is back there in fairly deep left center. For Hodges, a power hitter. And Mantle is back deep and slightly off toward his right or our left as we look out. Two strikes in the ball. One away on the top of the eighth. Here's the next pitch, and it's wide. On the count, 2-2. This game comes down this home stretch now. Crowd very aware of everything that is happening here as far as the score and other important matters are concerned. And naturally, the tension rises as each inning continues out toward the climax of this duel. The count, 2-2 to Hodges. One out in the eighth. Here's the pitch. And there goes the ball, which is taken by Andy Terry. Close to first way out. That was the ball that Hodges hit. A very low liner. Terry went down in the dirt, and he had his glove under the ball. It appeared that he caught it on the line, but he threw it at first base regardless. And the official saw has ruled that he did pick it up and caught it on the line before the ball was in the dirt. So Hodges is out on a little liner to carry. Sandy Ambrose takes strike one. In the safe inning. The pitch. Armour swings. There's a fly ball. Mantle is waiting for it in right center. He's got it. Tremendous roar. Larson has retired 24 men in a row. Here in the top of the eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the middle of the eighth inning. Yanks 2. Well, so far today, we haven't seen any of those attempted pickoffs, except on rare occasions, because there haven't been too many on base. But when men get on, you got a fellow like Whitey Ford pitching. Boy, he's murder. He's great at it. And here's Whitey to tell you himself in a specially recorded interview how he picks them off first. What's the trick, Whitey?
Well, I keep my head turned toward the batter, watch the runner out of the corner of my eye, and give a kick that confuses him. The runner thinks I'm throwing to the plate. Instead, I step towards first, fire the ball, and pick him off.
Thank you, Whitey. Now, there's something else I'd like you to tell the fans. How did you shave?
The easy way, with shaving cream and a Gillette razor.
Like Whitey Ford, you find how easy, how clean, and how comfortable a shave can be when you latch on to the Gillette Super Speed Razor that's matched to your face. Into the light, regular, or heavy. There's one that suits your skin and beard to a T. You get the razor of your choice, Gillette Blueberry Dispenser, trim travel case for $1. Attached to the razor set is a 320-page encyclopedia of baseball, and it's free. The applause you heard in the background, I'm sure you know, was for Dom Larson. And as he came up, the applause really rang out to the rafters here, and almost to a man. This vast assemblage stood up and applauded Dom Larson, who has been putting on a superlative performance. Adjectives can't quite describe all that is going on as far as Larson's going is today, but I'm sure you who are listening are well informed of the drama that Larson holds right within his pitching grasp. And he comes up now here in his home eighth with the score of the ball game, 2-0. The pitch is over from Sal Magley for a called strike. The Yanks lead by a 2-0 score with the only 5 hits in the game, but that score is just half of this tremendous drama going on today. Here's the next pitch to Don. He swings and misses, and it's strike 2. Magley himself putting on a great performance. He's yielded 2 runs. Here comes the next one, and it's wide. 2 strikes and a ball to Larson, who has fouled out but it inserted a big sacrifice in the 6th inning, moving Carey to second, where he later scored on Bauer's hit. There's a swing and a miss, and Larson goes down on the strikeout. And there's one out in the home eighth as Hank Bauer, who has singled in a run. Mattel had the other with a homer. He comes up for the 4th time. He's popped up, rounded out, and singled in the run in the 6th inning. So Hank Bauer steps in now with one out in his home eighth. Magley, all set to work. Here comes the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a called strike. There's a call for the baseball at the plate. Dave Pinelli tosses it out of play, and there's a new one in Campanella's mitt. He rubs it up and throws it out to the mound. Bauer up there with a strike 1 count. He'd be followed by Collins. Now Magley looks in to get the sign. Here comes the pitch, and a curve drops low, and the count is now 1-1. There goes a high fly ball, curving and going foul, and landing up in the upper deck, outside the left field line. Two strikes and a ball, and a foul back. Two strikes, ball 1. Another new ball going out to the mound. Campanella first rubbing up. The umpires give those balls a good rubbing down in the umpire's room before the ball game, and during the game they allow the catcher and the pitcher to rub up, but have asked the infielders not to. A swing and a miss, it was a foul tip. And it nestled in Campanella's mitt and follows out on a strikeout. He just barely ticked the ball. That brings up Collins with 2 away here in this home eighth. Collins bunted and went out. And he is struck out and he singled to right center. Two away in the home eighth. Bagley, all set. Here comes the pitch, and it's wide for a ball. Bagley doing fine service this afternoon for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Rubs up the ball. Now looks into the sign. And the next pitch comes in low. Ball 2. Ball Ball two to Joe Collins. Outside the batter's box. Now Joe is in and waiting. Bagley starts the windup. Delivers. And it comes over for a called strike. Two balls, strike one. Yanks with the only runs and hits in the game. They have two runs and five hits. Collins at the plate. Two balls and a strike. He swings and fouls one, which is going over toward the New York dugout, taken by the bat boy there. Count is two and two, and Collins again outside the batter's box. Not cleared out of the spikes prior to stepping back in. Rather a hushed stadium at the moment. Two and two. Another foul trickling off to the right side. It appears right now that this hush right here is coming, just as the crowd senses the drama still to unfold. Two away here in this home eighth. Collins crouches slightly. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss as Sal Bagley strikes out the side in the home eighth, giving a great pitching demonstration this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, but nobody left. And the score after eight full innings. The score is Yanks 2, Brooklyn nothing.
Do you want? Do you really want a decent shave? Do you really want a decent shave? Then shave with the blade that would raise your heart to that shave dress.
We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. This is Bob Wolf along with Bob Neal. The ninth inning is coming up here at Yankee Stadium. And coming up for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Carl Farrillo will lead off. The number seven batter. As I look around the stadium here in this tremendous assemblage gathered for a most, most exciting game, I can see the folks already craning forward, leaning just a bit, as they strain for full concentration on the performance here in the ninth. Carl Farrillo, who will lead off in this ninth inning, is flying to right, and he's popped up to second. And now you can hear that hum in the background as Farrillo steps in the batter's box. He is a word of so with Yogi Berra. Larson goes back to the Larson bag. And we're all set for action here in this ninth inning. The outfield is playing just very slightly toward left. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul back behind home plate for strike one to Carl Farrillo. Farrillo out, knocks good out of the spikes. Now he digs in at the plate and looks out to the mound. It's strike one. Larson delivers, and there's a foul back for strike two to Carl Farrillo. Two strikes the count to Carl here in this ninth inning. Berra rubs up the ball and flips it back to Don Larson, a new ball. And Don now has turned his back to the plate, and he's giving that ball an extra rub. Tugs at the cap, goes to the rosin bag, flips it aside, looks in toward the plate. Farrillo steps back in. It's a two-strike count. Larson, ready. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball, a fastball. It's two strikes and ball one. Don again goes to the rosin bag. Rillo waiting in the batter's box. The right hand is set. Two strikes and a ball. The pitch. There's a high foul drifting toward the seats and going in the seats off to the right. Outside the first base line. So remains two strikes and ball one. Another new ball and play out of the mound. Andy Carey has moved over closer to the line at third. McDougald has moved over just a step or so toward the hole in that shortstop post. Two strikes, ball one. Boston ready. Here it comes. And there's a high foul going off to the right. And out of play. Once again, Bella rubs up the ball prior to throwing it out to Larson on the mound. Yogi takes a good bit of time, makes sure, and now out there to Larson, who takes off his cap for the moment, and again is turned with his back to home plate. Don decides little Larson might help. Flips the bag aside, looks in toward the plate once again with a cap. Two strikes, ball one. All right hand is ready. Barillo waits, and now Barillo steps off for the moment. And again, Larson goes to the Larson bag. Now he's ready. Here comes the pitch. There's a fly ball going out to right field. Fowler is waiting, and he has it. And there's one out in this top of the ninth inning as Fowler made that catch. Just about 3 or 4 feet from the cinder pad. The batter is Roy Campanella. Campanella's looked at a called strike three, and he's popped up. He comes up with one out in this ninth inning. Larson gets the sign. Here comes the pitch. There goes a long foul up against the facing of the upper deck outside the left field line. And it's strike one to Campanella. Larson runs his hands along the sides of his pants. Now, with glove off, is rubbing up the ball, tugging at his cap, and he picks up the rosin back again as Campanella stays right in there in the batter's box. Strike one, the count. Here comes the pitch. And there's a ground ball going out to Billy Martin. He's up with it, throws to first, and Campanella's out. Dale Mitchell will bat for Sal Magley. Be sure to stay tuned for Bill Corum's wrap-up of today's game. Bill's one of the country's top sports authorities. He knows baseball inside and out. He'll enjoy a slant on today's highlights. Dale Mitchell comes up with two out in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch, and it's ball one. Ball one to Dale Mitchell. With two away in the ninth. Here comes the next pitch. A strike call. That is one and one. And this crowd just straining forward at every pitch. One and one to Mitchell. He's a left-handed batter. Dale Mitchell up there with two away in the top of the ninth. They're playing him all straight away. Here comes. He's swinging a miss. Two strikes, ball one to Dale Mitchell, first in his crowd. Two strikes. Ball one to Mitchell with two away in the ninth. Mitchell with two away in the top of the ninth inning. Larson looks in. Here comes the pitch. fouled off to the left. Two strikes and a ball. The count remains to Mitchell. Dave Pennelly motions for some more baseball to the bat boy. I'll guarantee that nobody, but nobody, has left this ballpark. And if somebody did manage to leave early, then he's missing the greatest. Two strikes and a ball. Mitchell, waiting, stands deep, feet close together. Larson is ready, gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike four! A no-hitter of perfect game for Don Larson. Yogi Berra runs out there. He leaps Don Larson, and he's forced by his teammates. Look at this crowd roar. Encyclopedia of Baseball, but the first World Series no-hitter, a perfect performance by Don Larson. Man, what a thrill is this. Well, Bill Cole will have all the highlights for you. So let's take a look now at the final score. The New York Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits. And no errors, Brooklyn. No runs, no hits, no errors. In just a moment, Bill Cora will review the highlights of today's game for you.
Tremendous, superb, gorgeous, wonderful, magical, perfect. You supply the adjective, because we saw something here at the Yankee Stadium this afternoon that has never happened in all the history of baseball. And in 52 World Series, the absolutely perfect game, the first no-hitter ever thrown in World Series history by Don Larson of San Diego, California. California, here he came, and down the Dodgers went, throwing only 97 pitches in a ball game in which no man reached first base, just somewhat in and out pitcher who came to the Yankees from the Baltimore Orioles as a bit of a throw-in on the Bob Turley trade, made history here this afternoon that may never be repeated again in baseball history, because it's awfully hard to pitch a no-hitter at any time, as all of you know and as the baseball encyclopedia shows. But when a man does it in the World Series, that's something. There have been 3 one-hitters in the history of baseball. Ed Rule back of the old Cubs, Floyd Bevins, and Claude Passeau. But never before did a man stand out on that mound and pitch a completely perfect baseball game in the World Series. And that today, big Don Larson did, a superb pitcher, a fellow that had absolutely everything, and as the Yankees mopped him, and he carried squat Yogi Berra on his own shoulders across the lines and toward the Yankee dugout. This stadium and 64,519 folks went wild. Even as early as the eighth inning, he had the fans scattering paper out of the stands when he came to bat. And he, as I told you, made only 97 pitches, struck out 7 men, and was a pitcher to remember, and that I will remember for sure, and I've seen every World Series ball game and every pitch of every series game since 1920. It was a thrill never to be forgotten, and baseball can't forget it. He's a big, somewhat phlegmatic guy that likes to have a pretty good time, and more power to him, and today he was a pitcher that was superb. And he met a superb pitcher, too, let us not forget. The honeymoon ended for the old man from Niagara Falls, Sal Magley, but he did not go down 2 defeat ingloriously. He gave up only 5 hits himself, and to the end he was in battling and struck out the side to prove it as he bowed out in the ninth. striking out all three Yankee batters, and a great pitcher, too, he was. Of course, it was Mickey Mantle's home run that was enough to win, and that was the same sort of ball that he struck off Magley in the first game over in Ebbets Field, an inside pitch, hit to right field, and just up in the lower seats. The Yankees didn't need any more runs than that, but they got one more, of course, as you know. But the one was plenty, and that was Mantle's third home run and his eighth in World Series play. And he's caught fire, too, here in the, what you might call, the middle part of the World Series, since there has to be one more game over at Ebbets Field tomorrow, and there could be two more. It could go just as the World Series went last year, but if it does, that means the Yankees will win in the seventh game. But today there is only one story, and can be only one story, and that's the story of Don Larson. Now, I'm not quite sure of this, but I think that he may very well have come to Baltimore with the old St. Louis Browns when that franchise was moved. What I am sure of is that he wasn't highly considered in the deal that brought Bullet Bob Turney to the Yankees, and Turney was the man that they wanted. But today, Don Larson is the man that all baseball wants, and everybody in San Diego and everybody in California must cheer the pitching of this big fella this afternoon. It just was something that takes all your adjectives and all your words away. Never for a moment did he waver. Never did he come very close to giving a base on ball. Always he was ahead of the hitters. And time after time, through the middle inning, he was using four and five. And sometimes, well, I don't know that he ever just got by with three pitches, but four, five, and six pitches to dispose of the supposedly hard-hitting Dodgers, and they are hard-hitting Dodgers. Only once or twice did it take sensational plays to save him. Mickey Mantle made one, a fine running catch in center field, and Andy Carey, as the game came to its sensational close, a beautiful catch of a smash off Gil Hodges' bat just before in the eighth inning, just before the man went out to make it his perfect afternoon. Also, little Sandy Amaral smashed one that didn't miss the right field foul line by far, and didn't miss, therefore, becoming a homer by far. But aside from that, the man needed nothing special in the way of support. Magley did get sensational support, and perfect support, of course, the Yankees gave Larson. But the little colonel from Kentucky, from Louisville, Pee Wee Reese, turned in one of his finest games at shortstop, made two sensational plays, and Duke Snyder, the Duke of Brooklyn, made a catch in center field that also will be remembered. But those things come and go in baseball. The perfect game and World Series play doesn't come and go, and we may live another 50 years before we see a game such as Don Larson pitched here this afternoon. More power to him, the glory and the power. He was absolutely superb. Now, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Thanks to our statisticians, Frank Cizullo and Herb Heft, our engineers, Gil Camel and Ed King. This broadcast was produced under the supervision of Art Gleason, Director of Sports for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Now, don't forget, folks, we'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon to report the crucial sixth game of the 1956 World Series.